subject, the untold porno story. Dear Stephen Shirley, my woman and I have been together for 2 years as of August 1st, and we celebrated over a nice dinner, and I asked her to marry me. She said yes, and we are due to be married on Christmas Day this year. I am 40 years old and in construction. She is 35 years old and a nurse. We do mostly everything together. Remember, I said mostly. And we have a pretty solid relationship. She is a very attractive woman and great in the bedroom. I find myself mad when we go places because she is a head turner. Recently, some friends of mine from Jersey came by and I introduced her to them, and me and the fellas hit a few clubs that night. I decided to take them to my partner's place after hours to close out our evening. It was his grand opening. The place was pretty nice. There were strippers serving drinks and dancing on this small stage. So we were walking around and there was a big TV in the back with a few guys standing around it. As I got closer, I couldn't believe my eyes. There was a porno on the screen with my girl starring in it. I almost lost my lunch from last week right there on the floor. My friend said, "Hey man, isn't that your girl?" I quickly said no, since them meeting her was very brief. When I got home, I didn't say anything because I wanted to make sure and check the date when it was made to help myself get through it. She did 15 of them and one while we were together. I confronted her the next day and she cried and ran out the door and drove off. She ended up calling me later that evening and asked me how I found out, like that made a difference. I told her and she started crying and said she was sorry and hung up. I started thinking back when we first got together when she asked me if I watch pornos, and I just thought it was a general getting to know me question. I am hurt, embarrassed, and mad at the same time. She finally confessed to everything, but I don't know what to do. Should I end this? Please help. Wow. Of course you're right in feeling however you feel about this. Hurt, embarrassed, mad, all of that. But please keep in mind that everyone, and I do mean everyone, has a story. Everyone has a past. I mean, it may not be as sordid and crazy and nasty as your girl's past, but we all have past. The situation, the issue is, can you deal with her past? Can you get past her past? That would tell you if you should end it or not. The problem is that the nurse, your girlfriend of 2 years, the nurse, didn't tell you that she had, you know, another job. She didn't tell you, and you were blindsided and, of course, embarrassed and humiliated in front of your boys. She should have told you, of course, and then let you decide whether or not you wanted to deal with her and stay in this relationship with her by telling you the truth. I mean, this is a horrible way to find out. It really is a horrible way. And, you know, this is crazy. I mean, she had plenty of time to tell you. She had plenty of time in these 2 years to tell you what she was doing, the porn stuff. I mean, you know, look at another famous person who did a movie, and she has men who love her and want to marry her. One man did marry her. So it's up to you if you can deal with this situation. Are you going to be mad that she's a porn star, or are you going to be mad that she lied to you? Steve?
Okay, let's just get to the nuts and bolts of this.
You better come on.
Her to marry me.
Yeah.
She said yes. And we are due to be married on Christmas Day this year. All right, let's start here. Let's take Christ out this.
Woo!
Get Christ out of this. Don't do nothing with her on Christmas Day. Mm. Take Christ out this. Don't say him no more in the rest of this letter. Don't bring up Christmas. Don't bring up prayer. Don't bring up none of that. Let's just get to the end of this letter. So you gonna marry a porno star. Send a bitch from me. See, I knew the letter was something was going on. She is a very attractive woman and great in the bedroom. Well, now, let's just talk about experience. Let's talk about how you get to be great. How you get to be great in the bedroom when you great on the pool table, when you great on the washing machine, when you great on the breakfast table, when you break great on the hood of a car, when you great in the back seat of the car, when you great on top of the cannon outside the museum, when you great on top of the dinosaur down at the history museum, when you
dinosaur,
when you got just you done seen the porno movie. When you're great at the doctor's office, when you're great all in place, you're going to be great in the bedroom. Hell, you got at least you got a mattress in there. Porno movie you done seen been shot in a bed. By the shooting the bed. They shoot on tractors. John Deere. All in the hay.
The tractor.
Up against the barn, leaning on the pitchfork. You're not going to write you good in the bedroom. Because you're good everywhere. She's been in 15 damn movies. 15!
Woo!
Cut. Shoot it again. Practice wrong angle. Cut. Now, here's the other part. I find myself getting mad when we go places because she's a head turner. She's a head turner. Hell, everybody know her. It ain't that she that fine, dog. It's just that people is going, I be damned, is that? Wait a minute, hold up, man. Ain't that? Hey, dog, you think that's, dog, did you see? Dog, that Vanessa? They even asked you. Vanessa. Dog, ain't that your girl? Dog, ain't that the chick we just met back at your house? Wait a minute, man. Didn't you just introduce me? Is that your woman up there? No, no. Now, he almost threw up his lunch. Your lunch. You need to throw up them test results is what you need to do. You need to go somewhere and get yourself test. Damn this lunch. You got other problems. It ain't what you're eating. It ain't what you're going to have to start taking. You got to go and get you some damn test results now. 15 porno movies. You down at the club with your friend. She on TV now. Yeah, the nurse got real nursey, didn't she? Nursey, 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 nursey. She in a new porno called Nurse Me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.